Well, literacy is an art. It's a language art. And too often what we're finding is that, I guess language, it can't be taught. It's not something that, it's something that you practice. And it's a learned skill, much like the disciplines of learning an instrument or becoming any type of refined or successful artist. You need a lot of quality repetitions. You need some good feedback and some good coaching. And then you need a great environment. You need an environment that is creative and inspiring. And mostly it's positive. You know, we're often raised in a punitive environment when it comes to language. When we're writing things for educators or we're writing things for these high-stakes tests like they're going on right now in this season, it's debilitating to writers. It's really difficult to write with confidence and write freely when you have the ever-present hand of those punitive punishments for not being correct or being wrong or making a mistake.
Yeah, we're talking about this as the testing in Florida public schools kicked off.
It's a big week, yeah.
What exactly are the students going to be doing through this program?
That's a great question. This is really what makes the program successful, is rather than giving them a specific prompt, like I believe the kids are writing now, I guess the example prompt was something about clutter in your room and how to organize it. And then they gather that information from the reading and then regurgitate some sort of an essay about how clutter is good or bad for your lifestyle. What we do differently is that we go directly to the student and to that individual and try to find out what they're thinking about, what their experiences are, and what motivates them. And so the writing is personally relevant, and it's coming directly from their own experiences, their own heart, their own mind. And as a result, you're going to get motivation. And as any educator will tell you, that's the number one thing you're trying to find. Motivated students, students that are genuinely engaged in that process. If you can get that, then you're going to maximize potential. You know, whether they're incredibly gifted, talented writers, which we have plenty of those, gifted students, future authors. But we also have a lot of students who struggle with the language. It doesn't come naturally for them, whether they have learning disabilities or limited exposure. They all can write successfully. They all can communicate successfully. And that's what we're trying to get them to do, is find their own voice and do that through exploration of their own ideas.
Do you have a specific example of a student that you can think of and share with us?
I mean, we have a lot of great students. Obviously, they go from fifth through high school, so there's a big variety. I'll tell you, a couple of our younger kids are writing really creative narratives. One of our boys is working on a project that is a end of days type of narrative where he created the time that was AE. So everything is happening at some incredible number AE, which he told us is after everything.
Wow.
So yeah, it's pretty dramatic. So our fifth graders are doing that. And then I have a rising 10th grader who is actually developing a music magazine or a music and popular culture magazine, as he is pretty well versed in all different types of not just popular music, but music in general. So he's working in collaboration with another one of our students. And so that's obviously a little more edgy, a little bit more young adult oriented. And again, another avenue for them to explore some of their interests with their own language.
And the end goal is to just have better writers or published authors?
Wow, the end goal. I get this a lot, actually. There's a variety of end goals. Obviously, it's just the practice of writing and learning to appreciate it and love it and understand that that's your vehicle, your command of language. And then our more immediate end goals will be to do a variety of publications. We do have our sister program is Borough Press, which is a local publisher. And we're fortunate to have them on board. So they give us the expertise and guidance in creating. We do an anthology of high school writers. As we move the OMA, the Orlando Museum Program, forward, we're going to be doing a poetry collection. We're going to be doing some short fiction collections. We're also going to be doing some spoken word events. Anything to get the word out there, any type of publication. So if we're putting it out in the public domain, they're writing about things that matter to them, and so therefore they're going to want to give it their best effort. It's going out into the world, and it's from their heart and soul, and so they want it to be heard the way they want it to be heard.